I had a very bad stammer, the worst stammer that I absolutely have ever encountered in anyone. I stammered for years, very, very badly. In high school, you know, right up through high school, it started to subside. On the last day of high school, you know, at the I delivered the valedictory. I stumbled on the first word, and the rest came out smooth. And then thereafter, over a period of a couple of years, the stammer gradually disappeared. An unusual pattern. So for me, I mean, I've read about, you know, who wouldn't? I've read about stammers. Quite a, it's an unusual pattern. Now, to me, in addition to its political meaning and its, you know, moral and philosophical meaning, the free speech movement was a pun. My free speech movement, freeing up the movement of my, you know, my speech movement. And so I was also very much sort of deeply, viscerally involved in the idea of free speech. I have to say, for me, the sort of the deepest free speech quote for me is Diogenes is attributed, what is attributed to Diogenes. And he said, the most beautiful thing in the world is the freedom of speech. And those words are in me as they're sort of burned into my soul. Because for me, free speech was not a tactic, not something to win for political. To me, free speech, freedom of speech, is something that represents the very dignity of what a human being is. If you cannot speak, I mean, that's what marks us off. That's what marks us off from the stones and the stars. Okay, if you can speak freely, that is, it's almost impossible to describe to me. It's almost impossible for me to describe, but it is really the thing that marks us as just below the angels. I don't want to push this beyond where it should be pushed, but I feel it.